Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome again today for another lesson in English as part of the Students' Homeschool Learning from the Ministry of Education, Human Resource Development. And start with the new law students, me June Ruma,
Nailin Otari,
and myself Abigail Marita.
To our good parents and guidance, once again, we kindly ask you, wherever you are listening from, this homeschool learning program is very important, and you are to assist our learners in years 1, 2, and 3 as we go through this English learning program. You are advised to sit with your child if she or he is in year 1, year 2, year 3 class so that you can support your child during this 30 minutes English language program. Or if you are a teacher in year 1, 2, and 3, please, you listen to this program too to see if you could get something you would might like to use in your guided reading lesson. Now, before we start our lesson today, we are going to do a recap on our last week lesson on shared reading. Shared reading is an instructional strategy or Hemwanfala teaching style that teachers can use to review or revisit a book that has been read the previous day. It involves teaching many different reading skills like comprehension, where we teachers help learners to understand what they hear from the text. If imigaram new words, teachers, it is our role that we go through the new words with the children to ensure that they understand the words. Also, we need to have fluency in shared reading. Tamimi reading story, we do easy reading, making sure story and flow, and we do it confidently. We have decoding. Decoding, learners use letters, letter sounds to help them say words. By them having the knowledge of what now letter sounds here, hem by hem sa help him motor to say words at the beginning or middle or end of sounds in a word. And vocabulary. For vocabulary, it expands learners' knowledge and use of English words and phrases. So from me, Hemna recap Bloimi from our last lesson, and we will continue on with our lesson for today.
Okay, our lesson is about guided reading. What is guided reading? Guided reading is another style or Hemwanfala style or approach that values a teacher working with a small group of learners who demonstrate similar reading behaviors and can all read similar levels of text. The text to be easy enough for students to read with the skillful supporting from the teacher. Hemna hemi guided reading. And guided reading Hemwanfala reading style for helping other learners bloimi forgeta become a good readers. Another question. Why use guided reading in class? Why not him important or umi must use him guided reading inside lo class? Guided reading is one part of the shared reading block during which the teacher provides support for small flexible groups of beginning readers. Learners, when your teacher is doing guided reading, she or he is helping you to use some reading styles or steps or plan or same context clues. Learners, during reading, context clue is important for you to know. It is a word or phrase in the same sentence or a nearby sentence that can help you while reading or to interpret or explain the meaning of an unfamiliar or a word which is not common. Hem minim no moa time imi usim this falas strategia imi save helpe mo ta pikinini time okata come across some fuller words where hem mino familiar with him okata, then imi save helpe mo okata for imi sa explaining for okata. Using context clues clearly shown reading plan that learners use as they read to find out the meaning of an unknown word. When coming across an unknown word, a student uses other words in the text that are usually in the same sentence or nearby sentence that provide clues as to the meaning of the unknown words. So, for instance, if your child can pronounce a word but does not understand what it means, context clue can help. Learners, you can use the pictures that come along with the story and other words in the text to understand the meaning of a word. Even if you or you one fellow learner has never encountered it before, hem minim some fellow word where you no come across before, but if picture lo there by you save talem no more word there, hem na hem meaning lo small text here lo there too. Okay, another part lo guided reading hem say letter and sound knowledge. Learners, during guided reading, your teacher will help you to find the sounds in a word and how to represent those sounds with letters so that you learners naya, hemi this one hem go for you, can read the word. Los schools or the teachers or the mainly okata save put in the letter sounds so that all the pikinini sabe read him the words inside the reading books. So sounds them come in all the letters. Example, the word hen. The word hen iana by him sabe come him sabe come out inside. So letter sound ia inside the word hen ya. Him na mainly bakata sabe teach him lo kata pikinini inside lo. Classroom time reading ya hemi o kata tekem reading. The teacher will be stating or say the single sound of each letter. This is very important because it will help you learners to activate your background knowledge or understanding just to review your phonics skills learned in previous lesson. So let us be reminded that the importance of learning letter sounds and how phonics skills can improve your reading ability or skill by giving you a way to finger out new words that you see in the book. When reading a text or book, learners, you can identify the single sound in a word and can connect those sounds with letters. To learn how to do that, your teacher may use cards with letters printed on them. or letter cards. Next step, syntax or word structure. This refers to when learners are reading a text or book that is unfamiliar or new to them. As a result, the goal of guided reading is for the learners to use the strategies, namely context clues, later, sound, knowledge, and syntax, or we can say word structure, by themselves or by the help of teachers, so that they may become fluent and skilled readers. We use guided reading in class or at home to help learners to develop ways to improve their reading. In addition, teachers and parents, this is one way learners can get help to become independent readers. However, in the classroom, the teacher is to provide help and support if needed by the learners.
Now, Baemi Kamlopatsi of guided reading, which is demonstration of guided reading. Now, time Imi teach him guided reading inside class. Imi garen some first steps too. So before reading, first teachers need to prepare in order for you serve good now the book that by you reading with them at beginning. Teacher need for serve now what now the learners know already. For example, the reader a book with the title The Pet Hen. Children might already know about this animal and may further explain how they see or keep this animal at their own home. Also, the next one is teachers need to prepare and survey what now learners or can survey find difficult time or can read. Still, in the book that by orchid reading, for example, where me holem lo here, the pet hen, which they are going to read, learners might have difficult in saying some words. So, teachers, you must always stay focused to hear them while they are reading. Third preparation where teachers you need to serve now is what skill do you want your learners to learn? What skills here? We need to teach learners about the new words in the book like letter and sound knowledge with the syntax or word structure in which we refer to learners to find a word in a text or book that is new to them. For example, inside this fellow reading book, imigarem now word like pet, vet, such kind of word hem help him you me to learn about letter and sound knowledge. Still in the same book, imi look at word like dam. Time or learners or pikinini or to read through, some may know about this word, others might not. So, what na meaning lo dam? Dam he meaning na a block or wall. So, in here, he may say him unfamiliar word or him syntax, where pikinini bucket have to find out what now word there and meaning lo him. Next, by imikamlo orientation. Teachers, in here, you doing reading with a whole group of learners. So, what now actually teacher Bayou doing during orientation? I mean that Bayou doing now book work to discuss the illustrations. But Imi must not read him now or the words inside. So learners, this is our reader for today. Our reader today is about a pet hen. In here, Imi alarm learners to make predictions of the story. So the teacher will show the picture on the cover of the book and allow learners to say what they think the story will be about. In other words, we ask them to predict the story about the pet hen. Teachers to introduce the new vocabulary in the book. To preview the words in the book, teacher use a revising of the words where learners already know, and is shown to out learners of the words that by you now introduce him locate or you say the new vocabulary. Now inside that fellow book, if there are any sound pattern, then this is the time to show this to the learners. Now most books always give or show teacher list of new words and sounds that Imi able to teach the children. Then the teacher Imi must set a task that is what not task by Imi set Imi. I mean what skill the teacher mostly aim at that learners need to think about as they read. For example, the learner may think about what the character in the book that they're going to read is doing. So character inside book here, hemna about the pet hen. Yeah? Also, they might think about the descriptions, or they might think of the words that rhyme in the book. So for example, that fala book where me got him lo here with me. Inside lo page 3 lo here hen say, the hen went to the dam. The hen was at the dam. The pet head got wet. So what we just tell me is that some fala words inside there hem rhyme too. So you me must show ota pikininia other skills or same so that other identify them now or get letters or words which are rhyming. In addition to describe the word hen, we say that hem rhyme to other words as well, like pen. Hem rhyme with them pen. Hen hem rhyme with them ten. Den, men, and so forth. So it means that middle letter and final letter hem na hem rhyme, only the initial sound or letter no ma hem different. That is exactly what Imi doing before reading. Now ba Imi come during guided reading. That is teacher with the learners. During reading first, the teacher will allow time for the learners to read few pages of the story on their own, then stop to turn and talk. So during reading, pikinini ba okay to read selo first time few fala pages, and then teacher no mai control moketa, make sure that you lele bit give him time for oketa stop to turn and talk. To ten and talk, yeah, what now about a dream? Ten and talk about. That is pocket save talk about now. What now or to read him look at the first few pages here. The most important thing here is that teachers need to make sure learners read in their heads. Because as if all here come this time. Reading happens in the head and not on the lips. Next, the teacher can move around to each child and listen while a child is reading a section of the text or story. Teacher, but you no stand one place no more time at pikinini dream guided reading. Wakablo you na is that you have to move, go to each child and make him use of a listen too for find out what now at pikinini still no serve good. Maybe syntax. Yeah? So wakablo you teacher for you go around. Then the teacher will encourage or you meet teacher Seleva must encourage the learners to try at working out difficult words in the text. Now, there are words inside text where a pikinini might find him hard for okay talem too. So teacher him wakablo you meet time you go around and you find him kind something or same with the old pikinini. Help him okay for give him some fala clue so that okay seleva save talent word there too that would come across inside story. Finally, the teacher to listen to each child and you make sure that you record observations that identify or him show strength and weaknesses of the pikinini during reading. In doing so, or suppose teacher you dream or same, but I'm helping you too for next time by you doing planning to decide on the focus blow you on how now future teaching or lesson delivery blow you to the learners will be like. For example, inside class, a particular child needs more work with initial or starting sound. So suppose you identify that one now, or one for the pikinini, him means that next time, him now focus blow you, him low initial or starting sound. The other child may be him different here, low what now weakness blow him. Maybe him need to understand action or verbs. Him save read now, but him no save what now? Other verbs. So teacher, you must keep a record or observation blow you, lo individual learner inside class. After reading, or time in me implementing or carrying out guided reading, after in me reading book, what now you me teacher or pikinini by you doing? Now teachers, you are to support learners' comprehension skills. You now for help them or the pikinini, for help them okay in terms of comprehension skills, meaning how well now okay save lo dat fala book where okay read him. And him very important to us for help them okay save lo understanding okay dat fala book. And you meet two teachers. There are times I may forget them, but even though okay to read what and what I may facing with him, okay to always provide or you must praise him okay pikinini for okay approaches that okay to use him during time you may read. So praise after reading, teacher, you must always tell him what pikinini blow you mean. Teachers, the steps of guided reading lesson may be different according to the needs of the learners in this small reading group. Teachers, as you become more comfortable in planning and leading guided reading lessons, by you become more skilled in organizing the lesson that by him best meet him now needs blocket learners blow you me inside classroom. Now by me come to the end of our reading strategy and by me hear him now summary from Madam June Rumah.
To summarize our good parents and guidance, learners and teachers, guided reading is a teaching approach used by teachers for helping learners making meaning and can help them think critically or seriously about the text they are reading or any piece of writing Aokata might pick him up and read him. And now learners, teachers, I hope you have learned something today. So that's all for now. Until our next session, thank you very much for listening. And hem no more from me Fala today. From me, June Ruma.
Noeline Otari.
And myself, Abigail Marita.
Thank you very much and bye-bye.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.